Fully controlled WBAI New York.
Hi, I'm Paulina Vasiliev.
And I'm Ann Garrison. We're here to tell you that COVID race in democracy is now capitalism race in democracy.
We will continue to cover COVID, but we've reimagined ourselves as we broadened our coverage over the 3 years we've been broadcasting.
So stay tuned to WBAI at 4 p.m. Mondays for Capitalism, Race, and Democracy.
WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. On the web, let me see here. All right. Law and Disorder, usually heard at 11 a.m. on a Monday. It's preempted this week, and we'll be back next Monday at 11 o'clock. Please stay tuned.
Welcome. You're listening to WBAI in New York. And we are going to be joined in this hour by Gary Null, Ph.D. Gary Null is a New York Times best-selling author, the host of the talk radio program, The Gary Null Show, and a producer of documentary films, PBS television programs, and health and personal development videos. And we are going to be speaking with you today about these said programs. We have a wonderful presentation where you'll be able to think about your health and well-being, become educated, receive information on what you can do. We are going to be sharing with you two DVDs, Curing the Incurable. Leading doctors reveal how they've treated and reversed incurable cases without drugs or surgery. And a second DVD called Happiness. And in this DVD, Gary Null and the world's leading psychological and spiritual experts will show you how to navigate the troubling changes that our world is facing and how to be truly happy in an unhappy world. And I think that is something that is most needed by all of us. But that's not all. We're also going to be offering you information about how you can actually take direct steps to improve your nutrition and through that improving your immune system. And we're going to be talking to you about green stuff, green products, organic vegetables and phytonutrients, and red stuff extra, which is also 19 fruits and phytonutrients, which are healthy and for the most part organic, and they're going to have a tremendous impact on your system. And for those of you who want to support WBAI during this time, the pledge line is 212-209-2950, and you'll be able to make that pledge for green and red stuff. Gary knows green and red stuff when you make that phone call. But we're going to start you off with a little bit of introduction to the program on happiness, because that's what we all really want. We just want to be happy. We want to reduce our stress and be able to live our lives in fulfillment and with meaning. So let's go to some of the DVD on happiness. Gary will be joining us soon.
What makes me happy is sitting with a hot cup of cocoa in the winter in front of the fire.
I find it in other people's smiles, and I try and find happiness in most situations, regardless of how hard they might be.
Other things that make me happy are being with friends and playing sports. That's really lame, isn't it?
Come Monday when I quit my job, I will be happy.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. I'd like to welcome you to a continuing part of our series on self-empowerment. Today, the topic is how to find happiness in an unhappy world. Now, all of us seek happiness. In fact, that's one of the whole purposes of life, joy and happiness. But if we're all trying to be happy, and most of us are succeeding at various things, we have good educations, we have families and careers, and an awful lot of people are even financially well-to-do, then why aren't we happier? Almost everyone you speak with has problems. All different types. So what I intend to do is to explore some what I believe are the primary causes for our lack of happiness and then focus upon things that will provide us a solution. Now, mind you, these are merely some suggestions. By no means should you limit yourself to these particular perceptions, but at least they're a jumping off point for yourself.
We haven't been taught how to find true happiness. When you look for things in this world alone to make you happy, you're going to be disappointed. So there's no perfect relationship, there's no perfect car, there's no perfect meal that doesn't have more needed to keep one satisfied.
So my happiness is my responsibility. My well-being is my responsibility. If there's something going on with me that is out of harmony, that isn't working, that I'm displeased about, it's my responsibility to fix that.
We should not allow ourselves to be boxed in to our beliefs and then labeled with that. How many times have we found that we are not able to think outside the box because we become the box? You're Republican, you're Democrat, you're conservative, or you're Catholic or Jew. You're a person from a particular socioeconomic group or a certain race. Now, not that we cannot do that. The problem is we're all a part of various belief systems, but the belief system should not determine how we feel about ourselves. What if you're a doctor? What if the treatment, what if the diagnosis has nothing to do with what's really happening in that person's life? Did you really sit down and take the time and energy, ask about the diet? Was it underactive thyroid that could have caused mood swings? What about if the person's just having a bad time?
Perhaps their relationships now are going well, or maybe they had money problems, and their life situations were begging them to change the course in their life. The life situations were telling them something was wrong and you need to fix it. But instead of fixing their lives, adjusting, making changes, they simply changed the way they felt with medication. As a result, their lives went on as dismally as before. Nothing was changed, and eventually they found themselves worse off than ever.
Maybe they've had some losses. And isn't it reasonable when we have losses, we're not going to feel good? Loss of a pet, loss of a loved one, loss of a friendship, loss of a relationship, loss of a job, even the loss of how our body once was, the elasticity of our skin, the dynamic muscles that we once had, the strength, the endurance, the stamina, the vitality, the clarity of our vision, our senses, our sensuality, our libido. When those are diminished, ask someone, do they feel good about it?
And you are listening to WBAI in New York, and we are being joined by Gary Nall. And we're going to be speaking about what it means to achieve your happiness and how you can go about curing what many people think are not possible to cure or not possible to change. We are extremely empowered beings when we understand how to have access to all that's being shared with you today. And it's information, but also we're talking about changing your body's level of health and immunity through nutrition. Hello, Gary. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Kathy, it's always nice to be with you. And Reggie, always a pleasure having you at the board. I wanted to explain to the audience what we're doing and why, and it'll only take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The station is behind about 2.5 months in rent. We have a rent where the studios are. We have a rent at the tower. Salaries are not being paid at this moment. They're behind. Hopefully we'll catch up today. And I was given a call, and he asked, could I put together a package? And he gave suggestions, and I took his suggestions, and that's why we have what we have. And it's a unique package. It's unique in that there's something brand new that I'm offering at their suggestion. And by the way, at our cost, I don't profit from these things as some of the agitators would like you to believe. It's not true. To the contrary, if I really cared about profiting from the station, I would have accepted my salary 45 years ago. I've never accepted a penny salary. And as you know, the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of premiums I personally paid for out of my own pocket. So I'm going to dispense with that nonsense, because there are people who don't like the station. Even people who are associated with the station don't like the station. That's their business. That's their problem. Our bigger problem is if we don't pay enough expenses, the national office will take over and try to sell the station. They've shown their hand. They tried it, remember, for 30 days. We were all locked out. They came at 6 o'clock in the morning. Same people are trying again. And they may succeed if we continue not to be able to pay our bills. And that's why I'm willing to make the sacrifice today that you're going to see, and it's a really good sacrifice. First, I'm going to offer something brand new, and two of the items that I believe are most important in contributing to an overall balance in our health. There is no magic bullet. I never make a pronouncement that someone's going to cure anything. I never do that, never have. All I'll say is that the two items that you're going to get, not one item, two. I talked with Bertolt last night, and I said, give these two items at a price that is at least $100 savings off any other premium, the same premiums you give in the past, even though it's a better and different product. He agreed. I'm throwing in two documentaries myself at no charge to the station. They're gifts to you. And one you just heard a little bit of, but not enough. And I can promise you after Kathy gives the number to call in, we're going to play a lot more of that. So you have a real chunk of it, so you understand why happiness is the one thing that all people need, because the foundation of health is happiness. You show me someone who's happy about life themselves, no matter what the negative circumstances they face, and we all face negative circumstances at different times in our life, especially during transitions when we're divorced or when someone dies, we lose a job. These are transitions that most people are not prepared for. In other cultures, they spend more time in preparing people for the natural transitions of life. We don't. We just dump everybody in this melting pot and say, well, you'll figure it out. No, most people don't have a way of figuring out all the issues because there's too many, they're too complex, and most of them are out of people's control. So we choose to say, okay, I can't figure out what's going on. I'll trust the FDA. I'll trust the Federal Reserve. I'll trust, you know, NBC or the New York Times. And indeed, most people get their information from sources that historically prove to be fairly conscientious, objective, fair-minded. That's not true today. And I'm not talking about left and right, blue and red. Those don't exist in my world. I'm not an ideologist. I don't believe in eliminating someone from an open civil discussion because they have a different view than me. I think that's just where we have devolved to, what I call maladaptive syndrome, a new syndrome that we suffer from. We adapt to the wrong things instead of transcending a crisis. But everything can be made better if we're happy. In fact, in all of my practice, which is a long practice, 55 years, over half a century, tens of thousands of people one-on-one, And by the way, I've never charged a penny to a single human being in my entire life for helping them. The poorest of the poor, the richest of the rich, members of the royal family, billionaires. I don't care if they can afford it or not. When they say, well, what do I owe you? I said, if you've benefited from the advice I've given, play it forward. Help another human being. When I got out of a cab, I pay for the next person ride. Someone I won't know, who won't know, gave him the $20 for the next ride. And, of course, some of that's going to be stolen. It won't be perceived. That's stupid. I just made myself some extra money, a cab driver says. But there will also be cab drivers who says, well, that's pretty good. Yeah. And that's important. So you can't do good things if you're not feeling good about yourself. More often than not, we're not feeling good because there's too much out of our control and too many things going sideways that we feel are wrong, and yet we can't deal with it. Think of all the things wrong with the environment, and we're doing nothing about it. You think this legislation that just passed is going to change anything except make a lot of corporations who have insider contacts through their lobbyists richer? That's all it's going to do. That's all that ever happens. Just look at our rail system. Well, there's no high-speed rail system to look at, is there, in the United States? Now look at France, Germany, Italy, and most importantly, look at China's. Now, I'm opposed to China's policies against the Uyghurs, taking over Tibet when they had no legal right to historically. Tibet never belonged to China. That's a historical fact. And all the other things they do wrong. But now look at their technology. Why can't we have that? Do we not have as bright a people in the United States? Of course we do. But our priorities are different. And that's the problem. Could we not have a better medical care system and universal health care that I promote? Yes. Could we not treat our senior citizens who are sick and in their last days, and those are the ones that are gouged, mercilessly gouged by the greed of hospitals and private equity companies that own the hospitals and doctors, and giving them different diagnoses to keep them as long as they're alive in there, even if there's no benefit to the patient. My system would be to create holistic, complementary protocols that older people who are at end of life are given to increase the quality of their life, to actually give them a chance to have life back again. I've done this all the time. Throughout my whole career, I've taken people who were, including carrying one, physically carrying a man out of a nursing home, and taking him up and putting him on a protocol. He lived 5 years in great health and did some of his most important artwork. That was a great artist, Paul Swan. So I'm used to taking a situation where someone says, well, you can't help a person, and saying, okay, you can help them. Why don't you ask, is there any other way except your way? That's part of the narcissism that permeates so much of all of our different paradigms in the United States. People who don't have the right answer are demanding that no one else challenge their answer. And so we're very monotheistic, single-minded. And I challenge that my whole life. As a progressive, I challenge these things. In any case, I want to see hyperbaric oxygen. I want to see ozone. I want to see intravenous vitamin dose. I want to see homeopathy. I want to see raw foods. I want to see juicing. I want to see nutritionists counseling every one of these sick people that they say, well, we just got to put them on these expensive drugs. No, there's another way that saves a lot of money and saves lives. But that doesn't seem to be the option, the exercise. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't try that. So I'm always looking for solutions. And one solution is, if we get a person happy, they're far more likely to want to be healthy. I've never seen someone who's happy and say, you know, I'm so happy, I wish I had a heart attack. You know, I can't stand having normal blood pressure. Everyone else around me has got high blood pressure. What drugs are you on? Why in the hell should you have that drug and me not have that drug too? My kid is normal, not taking drugs. He feels bad. He's not on Ritalin. What's your secret to having all your children on Ritalin?
Right? No.
Isn't it asinine? It's stupid.
But I mean, it's the pressure of our times. People get programmed into thinking that this is the way forward. And
it's not. It's regressive.
You're offering tremendous solutions for people. And this is why I'm so grateful to be talking with you today, because people can really make a difference. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but many years ago, when my grandmother had been diagnosed with cancer, and she was doing okay, but not that great. And I gave her a can of, at the time, of green stuff. And she was like, what's that? So I said, just take it to your doctor. And she took it to her doctor, and her doctor said, this is just what you need. So I was grateful that at least the doctor was able to look at the ingredients and realize that this would be of benefit to my grandmother. But not all doctors will say that. And I just think that this is a wonderful opportunity for people to improve their own health. But even more important, we have so many vulnerable people in our lives that we just want to be able to make their lives better. And I think that you're providing that opportunity.
Well, thank you. I don't make any claims. I never have and I won't. I'll simply say that just ask yourself this. What is the number one cause of illness? Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, arthritis, and almost all other diseases. It's inflammation. So anything that creates inflammation is something that we shouldn't be putting into our body. And yet we do daily. So there's accumulation. And the wonder of the body is that it has so many cells and so many systems to repair the damage. It's always fighting a losing battle if we're not conscious of helping it. Now, I just completed, as you probably are aware, I completed my fifth anti-aging clinical study with people that were in an enclosed environment, beautiful environment, for 2 months. And then we follow them for 2 months, and then we give them tests before and after, blood tests and DNA tests. And we have remarkable improvements. The oldest person was 95, a man was 94. Reversed osteoporosis in one. And these are not miracles, not my world. They're just cause and effect. If you give the body enzymes, the spark plugs of life, if you give people the good probiotics and prebiotics to help colonize their gut, if you give people good fiber, you no longer have the same susceptibility to colorectal congestion and constipation and the diverticulitis that come from that over-congested autotoxic intestine, because your immune system really begins in the intestine. If you give people a silent time to eat so they're not overstressed, if you give them wonderful time with nature so they can bond with that green energy and the vibrancy that trees and shrubs and flowers and aromatics give them, if you give them guided meditation and suddenly their blood pressure comes down, and you give them a lot of good fiber and seaweed and starchy vegetables like rutabaga and parsnips and also brown rice, and give them leafy salads and seaweed soup and miso soup, that all combines well. It's low in calories, but it's really gives them a power punch. And then you exercise to the degree their body can, and water aerobics and biking and power walking, and get them up to about 10,000 steps a day. Well, suddenly, weight comes down, their blood sugar is normal. Wow! My blood sugar was, 180, a woman says, after 4 medications. But now it's 90 with no medications. And blood pressure, even one case of AFib. And I won't go into the details, but this is absolutely correct. I have the medical records to prove it. A person who had AFib at a very high level now has no AFib. And acupuncture was one of the treatments, but also getting a person off too many vitamins. Because some people take too much, thinking a little's good, a lot's great. That's not true. Mm. Having a proper nutritionist or someone who has a background in nutritional biochemistry to guide you can mean that you suddenly have you have too much of something, and that can imbalance your heart. It can, if you don't have enough potassium and too much calcium, that can imbalance the electrical charge to your heart. And so all this makes a difference. Being able to see a chiropractor to get some of the subluxations done so your body is correct, and then being able to stretch those muscles with yoga and then to relax and go into a deeper place with mindful meditation, and suddenly you don't have the high blood pressure and you feel good. You take a walk. Everyone should take a walk after a meal. Every meal you take a walk, and suddenly your blood sugar is more normal. Your blood pressure is more normal. So simple things, these are not miracles. The outcome may seem like a miracle. You've heard people call in on the show who have stage 4 cancer. Multiple women. One day I ask if you've had remarkable results and like to possibly motivate other people to start changing their life
style, call in. We had three back-to-back calls. All terminal cancer, went on a protocol, no longer have any breast cancer. And only one of them said their doctor asked for the protocol, looked at it, and then looked up on PubMed and found that everything on that protocol was supported by evidence on PubMed, and he didn't know it.
Wow.
There's over 100,000 studies on PubMed supporting vitamin C, vitamin E, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, and then your superstars. You know, the superstars like L-carnitine, NAD, PQQ. Those are the superstars, but the superstars are not what the average person needs. The average person needs just to clean up their diet, flood their body with polyphenols. Now, where do you get your polyphenols? You get them through fruits and berries, and you need to clean up the system, especially the liver and the kidneys and the blood. How do you do that? Through chlorophyll. And the best forms of chlorophyll are wheatgrass, chlorella, and spirulina. And eat less, fast more. Modified fasting, meaning don't eat after dinner until breakfast. Don't eat. And if you don't, you're going to live longer life. That's the science. That's the peer-reviewed science. I could cite you 100 studies on modified fasting, extending the lifespan, lengthening the telomeres. Now, I have a new book that I'm finishing. I hope to finish in the next 2 months. I have two new books, one on the immune system and one on anti-aging, based upon my own clinical studies, which have been published. My goodness, I'm getting peer-reviewed publications all the time, and scientific conferences saying, come in and let's talk about this. I want all of our other tens of thousands of scientists to know what you're doing, because they're working in a petri dish with stem cells, and you're stimulating new rejuvenation stem cells in people 90 years of age. We want to know about how to do this. So again, separate out the outcome, which may seem miraculous, versus the steps taken to get there, which are not anything more than common sense, reason, and responsible choices. So that's why when we try to be happy, the first thing we do, we look at what makes us unhappy. That instead of working with something in harmony, we then just say, oh, I'm giving up. I can't do anything. I'll tolerate this intolerable situation. That's maladaptation. And we don't get healthier or happier with maladapting everything and everyone. We've got to transcend crisis. So the video I'm giving you, which is free, it's a gift. The station didn't pay a penny for it. It's out of my pocket. You get that. And it's a wonderful and very topical, especially with COVID and everything coming now in our society, hitting us all at once. But that's not the only thing you're getting. You're also getting a very important documentary. Now, this documentary was supposed to have been played in a movie theater in New York last year. But Bertolt couldn't find a theater because of COVID. And a lot of theaters were closed. And so we held off until when I came back recently. Last weekend, I premiered one on aging out at a sold-out conference, a theater out on Long Island. I will be coming back to New York in the mid-fall and premiering a really hard-hitting documentary. I don't want to tell you what it's about. It's really hard-hitting. It's one of those things that when you see it, kind of shocks you because you think we were lied to by everyone at every level, and here's the proof. Anyhow, that's done. It's in the can, and you'll get it shortly. So the most award-winning documentary I've ever done in my life, in fact, I don't know of anyone else, because I see the lists of those who get accepted into film festivals and those who are finalists and then those who win. And this is over 350 wins.
Wow.
In international film festivals, some of the most prestigious film festivals in the world. And it's called Last Call for Tomorrow. And it shows you the entire world filmed everywhere and shows you what's the problem and then what are the solutions. And you won't see anything that we're currently doing that represents a solution. And why? And we say something and we don't follow up on it. And then it's left to the individuals. Now, there are a lot of individuals who care and will do something, but most people say they care, but they don't do anything. Do you care about the planet? Yes, I care about the planet. Are you going to give up meat one day a week? Well, no. You know, okay, well then how do you care about the planet? This is this cognitive disconnect we have. So this problem and the solution is you've never seen it before, dwarfing anything that Al Gore did in Inconvenient Truth, is in this documentary. And it's a gift, free. to you when you call in and you get the one premium. Now, normally the package is worth, and I just look at the figures here, Kathy, and I wait till I tell you the two new things you're going to get. You're saving somewhere around $150.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what we have are asking for the pledge. It's a $150 pledge to support WBAI when you call that number, 212-209-2950. But let me tell you, that is such an amazing gift with all that you're offering.
Normally, we've always given one product for $150. But I insisted we give two products, brand new this week, and the two documentaries free, and this. Now, let me go through the two new products. And by the way, you're getting 100 million probiotics. That's the good bacteria per serving. That will colonize your gut. So you know each day that you're saying, I'm going to give my body what it needs to protect me and stimulate my immune system, the probiotics. There are thousands of studies on probiotics. But I'm giving you 19 organic vegetables and phytonutrients. This is the brand new green stuff. I just got my jar sent to me this week. Now, what's in this brand new green stuff that makes it so unique? Well, first of all, we've added new items. And I put I decided when I was doing the formula, and this took a year to get, by the way, because of how difficult it was sourcing all the raw organic ingredients. Not easy. And I did not pass on any of the charges to the station. But you're getting the following. In one scoop of the new organic green stuff, you're getting organic barley grass, organic wheatgrass, organic chlorella, organic spirulina. That's all rich in chlorophyll, but also organic carrots and organic spinach and organic apple fiber, which is a very special fiber, organic kale, organic parsley, organic onions, organic Brussels sprouts, organic sweet potatoes, organic pumpkins, organic kelp, sea kelp, organic bell peppers, organic collard greens, organic cauliflower, organic cabbage, organic Brussels sprouts, and the Lacto-Phi-Pora probiotics. That's it. All right, it has a wonderful new flavor. It's a pineapple flavor, and with organic stevia. Delicious tasting. People don't like the taste of vegetables. They'll love this. So you take a scoop of this and think of all those 19 ingredients, all good for us, loaded with phytonutrients that are going to go to all the cells in our body, or all the cells that can absorb these and get through the blood-brain barrier, etc. Those that can't won't. Those who can will go to all the cells. How many people eat 19 different organic vegetables per day?
Not just that, Gary. How many people can purchase those organic vegetables per day? Just the other day, I went shopping, and just for one shopping bag, I paid $100 for groceries, and it didn't get me anywhere near this level of nutrition.
You are correct. And again, this is something brand new. I just got my first jar of organic green stuff yesterday here. Now, but normally, that would be it. Fine. No, we're adding in the organic red stuff. Again, a new formula. And here are the ingredients that you're getting in the red stuff, because you want to have as many servings of fruits and vegetables a day as you can reasonably get in, because that is the bedrock of any healthy plant-based diet. Yes, you need some nuts, some seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, those are all great. You need nuts, walnuts, almonds, pistachios, a handful each day, great for your heart and your brain, and the essential fatty acids. And you need a good source of protein, split pea powder, brown rice powder, hemp powder. These are all great sources. But the basic of, I have to make sure that when I'm working with someone that they're eating their fruits and vegetables, and also juicing as well. Now, when you eat, let's say, some Brussels sprouts, which is a cruciferous vegetable, as are collard greens and some of the other ingredients in there, you're not going to get a lot of nutrients out of it. Why? Because it's called lignocellulose. the fiber is so starchy, so thick, that your stomach acids are not going to break it down, and so only a relatively small part will get into the blood. When you juice it, oh, that's great. But that, like 90, around more or less 97% of juice is water. But what happens if you eliminate the water? And what's really powerful is what's left, and that's how green stuff and red stuff are made. So you're getting a huge benefit to your biochemistry. So in here we have organic, we have organic pomegranate. Well, there's your nitric oxide, talking about your heart saying thank you, your veins saying thank you, your arteries saying thank you, the epithelium saying thank you, and some other parts of the body saying thank you. That's one ingredient. Organic blueberries. On almost any and every chart of berries, blueberries are right at the top, but right beside them are cranberries, organic cranberries. Yeah. And then organic mangoes and organic strawberries and raspberries and acerola and what else I got here? Organic orange peel. A lot of good stuff under the peel. People throw it away. They shouldn't. And organic lemon peel. Again, acai, organic grape juice, organic goji, organic noni, a banana, beets, more grapes, organic pineapple, and organic peaches. All that is in the new and improved organic red stuff. And mind you, it's one thing finding watermelon someplace or whatever I've got in a product. It's another thing finding it certified organic. It's another thing them having enough to send me enough so I can make a couple thousand bottles. And all this at a time when it's difficult to get anything that has been grown outside the United States brought into the United States. In one case, I was following just one item, a cockadoo plum that I bought, all that I could buy that was available out of Australia. It took 6 months to get that stuff in. I had to get, it's torturous. People have no idea. But we finally got it together. We finally got our brand new green stuff and red stuff. It's available now. The two together plus the two documentaries for $150. We've never had that kind of savings before. And that's because I gave these to the station at a cost that comes out of my pocket and not the station, so they can make enough to hopefully pay the rent and pay salaries right now if people see the importance of this. Because look, let's say you don't want to change anything in your life. Okay, that's the average person until they almost die. And or they die, in which case it's too late, right? Should have done this. You should eat this, right?
Yeah.
And
could have made that change.
I don't go to funerals very often anymore because I got so tired of seeing people who I've said, you know, try making a change. I will. Never got around to it. But
you're making it really easy for people, Gary.
I make it so easy. Kathy, all they have to do in the morning, if they keep everything else in their diet that they shouldn't be there, at least you know you're putting in there over 34 different items that are extremely healthy, extremely pure, highest quality organic I could find. You don't have the sugars. You don't have all the preservatives and everything else you have and all the other, you know, junk products out there. So your blood, your eyes, your brain, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your muscles are going to say thank you. Wow, you actually did something smart today. Because when we don't do something smart, it's not because we're stupid. We're not stupid. It's because we're selfish. We get tied into addictive behavior. Well, how am I going to feel if I eat a donut? Good. How am I going to feel if I eat a pizza? Big pizza, great, with lots of pepperoni and lots of that gooey cheese that's going to make, you know, stuff come out of my orifice for the next month. Terrific, right?
Most people, I think it just makes them comatose.
No, most people are comatose. Try talking with the average person.
You're doing
something that helps you whether you like being helped or not. And so I remember when I first made my first batch of green stuff, I went to my hometown in Parkersburg and I gave a whole shopping bag to my mother and I said, Mom, I said, I know you don't like to change, and I understand that, but at least do something that shows you care about your health. I care about, Mom, you smoke 3-pack cigarettes a day. You drink like 10 cups of coffee. You eat big, fat pieces of meat with lots of fat on them. Your vegetables are always boiled to a degree that you don't know whether you're eating Brussels sprouts or broccoli. And you sit around. You don't exercise. So what part of that is healthy? Mm. And she just laughs. And she's, well, you know, Gary, do what's good for you. But remember, we have made our choices. And if that causes a problem, Mom, it's not, will it cause you a problem? It will. It causes everybody a problem. Nobody sneaks through life destroying themselves and gets away with it. And sure enough, I went back 6 months later. There was some new books I'd published, but still had the wrapper on and the shopping bag with nothing open. And it was just extremely frustrating. And then when you see your mom dead in a casket at age 58 and your father 2 years before dead in a casket at 58, and you think, you didn't have to be here. You didn't have to have this journey. You could have had a different journey. But people don't change unless they really make an effort. And the older you get, the less likely you are. My experience, again, yours can be different. Most older people don't change. Younger people that are still fluid and flexible don't really, aren't grounded in something very specific. They're more likely to change. But right now, we've added 5.6 pounds of meat to the average person's diet. We're drinking more coffee than ever before, eating sugar like we've never eaten before. We have more Americans with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Look at our cancer, our heart disease. And over the last 2.5 years, we've reduced the life expectancy by 2 years in 2020 and another 2 years now. That's 4 years, according to the latest statistics.
And I also heard that all-cause death is way up.
40%. 40%.
So that means that, you know, whatever you might believe about what you're hearing on the news, the bottom line is if you have a strong immune system, if you are taking care of your body and feeding your cells the nutrients that they need, then you just going to be able to encounter these things and blow them off much quicker because your body is strong enough to fight it off. And so I just think that this is a fundamental thing that people have to really comprehend. And I'm really grateful for the work that you're doing, Gary, because when I talk to my family, they don't listen to me, just like your family didn't listen to you. But my family will listen to you because they think that you have more information. You're not just, you know, my crazy sister or my, you know, health food nut niece. You know, it's important for us to be able to present this to those people who we love and allow them to see that there's real research and science and there's evidence behind all that Gary Null is offering you today. I want to give out that number, 212-209-2950. It's a $150 pledge, and you're getting both of these brand new nutrient products, Green Stuff Extra and Red Stuff Extra. And I'm telling you, there's like 31 servings in each container. I don't think I could buy that much food or have that food in my fridge or be able to make that translation into the juicing of it. But this makes it simple. It's like getting up in the morning, take a scoop. Maybe before bed, take a scoop, however you want to bring it into your life. But it's just a $150 pledge, which is a tremendous savings just on regular food. But if you are really looking to optimize your nutrition, to optimize your health, this is a fantastic offer at the $150 level. And the number is 212-209-2950. And if we were offering this in the old days, just one of these would be a $150 pledge. But here you have two. Red Stuff Extra, Green Stuff Extra. Plus, Gary is gifting you with two DVDs. One is Leading Doctors Reveal How They've Treated and Reversed So-Called, in quotes, Incurable Cases Without Drugs and Surgery. So it offers the question, is this, you know, curing the incurable? Maybe, maybe not. You can judge. But this is offering actual evidence, people's experiences on how they've been able to shift their life in terms of what kind of ways, who to seek out when you want to help and when you want to begin to heal and transform.
Kathy, that is a different documentary. That's Curing the Incurable documentary. But because you mentioned it, I will throw that in as the third free documentary.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah.
No, that's all right. Don't be sorry. You're getting $140 worth of free documentaries. You're getting $100 off the normal price of the product. You're saving about $200+. You're getting something that can make a difference, should make a difference, because just ask yourself, after 1 month, how do you feel taking a scoop each morning versus how you would normally feel if you didn't? And again, without making any statements, except to offer this, I do my homework. I have people who would love to see me make a mistake. So every show, when you hear Health and Nutrition, you hear me give the peer-reviewed journal and the respected scientific institution or academic institution that that research was done at. That's not my opinion. Those are scientific facts. And so I just want to let you know that I didn't share information over these 45 years on BAI based upon my opinion. I don't give you political thought because that's not my interest. I give you information on health, healing, reversing the aging process, nature, and anything in meditation, stress reduction, exercise, and where I see crimes against humanity, I challenge those, and that's the investigative reporting part. And I do, for those of you who wonder, what makes me able to make a product that can do this? Well, I'm a registered dietitian. I'm a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm a PhD in human nutrition and public health science, and and my fellowship work at the Institute of Applied Biology led to being a senior research fellow for 33 years full-time and 5 years beyond that. So that's 38 years of scientific research, doing over 160 original research. I've done over 54 clinical studies with human beings and several hundred thousand people in health support groups over the decades. So I spent my whole life in this field of helping people make healthy choices. It's something that I do every day. So you can have some confidence that if I put together something that's all organic and that is health promoting, and that gives you your fruits and vegetables, then at least the science there. And if you doubt me, Google, for example, organic broccoli. Just Google it, and suddenly you're going to get all these scientific studies. Organic kale, cauliflower. Google the cruciferous vegetables, which I have a lot in here, and suddenly all these peer-reviewed studies showing why these are important, what they do. I'm not making those statements. I'm not making those claims. You can find that for yourself. Same thing with the fruits. The more fruits and vegetables you have in your body, the less likely you are to succumb to the malnourished state that the average American is in. We're an epidemic of cancer, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure. Dementia exists now, including even our children. So I'm not asking you to change everything, because I know that wouldn't work. I'm not asking you to be happy if you walk around looking at the world kind of like a Nietzsche existentialist angst person. I'm asking you to consider, with so little effort, to take something in your body that is good for your body, and then watch the documentary on happiness. Watch the documentary on Last Call for Tomorrow, and watch the documentary on Curing the Incurable. All the doctors, board-certified doctors I interviewed and filmed, you will see, all of them used a plant-based diet to reverse major diseases, including 9 people under Dr. Dean Ornish, who reversed end-stage heart disease where they were all going to have a transplant. I interviewed, I filmed those people, the patients, not one of them had to have the transplant. So that's not a miracle. That's simply using a different mindset, a different set of protocols that the average cardiologist would not think to use. It's kind of interesting, Kathy, because in the last 2.5 years, I have not had a single alternative or complementary doctor on my program. However, I had ultra-orthodox pro-vaccine doctors. Now, normally, I'd be debating Dr. McCullough on how to help a person with heart disease, and yet he is the most cited cardiologist in renal specialists in world history. Over 1,000 citations on PubMed. I mean, he's at the top of the top. Worked for the help the U.S. government agencies, U.S. Public Health Service, professor, published, I think, 600 articles in the peer-reviewed journals, multiple board certifications. And I think he's wrong on when it comes to heart disease. And yet, he helped save a lot of lives using FDA-approved off-label drugs at the beginning of COVID and saved countless lives. And other doctors I would disagree with on how they go about helping a senior citizen. As I've said many times, I don't believe in how we treat senior citizens at end of life. We treat them horribly just to make money. There's a different way to treat them so they can live a longer life, healthier life, and we should have holistic assisted living centers throughout the United States where people come in sick and dying and are able to leave there healthy and well. Can it be done? Yes, it can be done because I've done it. And individual after individual, but as a system, that's not where any profit is, and therefore I don't have the control the lobbyists and the $4 trillion health care industry have. But when it comes to keeping you healthy, by having you exercise, by having you de-stress, by having you take a proper diet and cleanse and modified fasting, yeah, that I can do. So give a call. Kathy?
Yeah, that's right. The number is 212-209-2950. It's just a $150 pledge to support WBAI. And Gary is giving you a tremendous gift, the actual products that can bring this nutrition into your system with the Green Stuff Extra and the Red Stuff Extra brand new products. And you get over 30 servings with each one. That's a lot of nutrition and at a cost that you just can't match it. Can't match it. Plus, you get the DVDs, including happiness. And it's really important, the relationship. Having this nutrition also contributes to your ability, your body's ability to work with the stress and to find your balance and to pull it all together so that you are able to just live your life and live your best life. That's what we all want. We don't want to be crashing physically. We don't want to have this emotional, psychological pressure that's going on out in the world. Well, we can take certain steps in our lives to create that happiness, to be able to relieve the stress. It's only a $150 pledge, 212-209-2950, and we don't have too much time yet for you to make that call.
Kathy, these premiums will go right out. The station has not had all the money that it needs in order to fulfill all of its premium pledges, but I've been assured that the moment this money comes into the station, it will turn around and send the premiums right out. And by the way, some of the people I have on Happiness Documentary, really deep, full, insightful people, people like Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Henry Grayson, Mitchell Rabin, Dr. Lana Suri Das, Dr. Laura Berman, Dr. Deborah Ford, and many others. They're all in here. I've gotten some of the best of the best of the happiness experts. Because we really need happiness in our life. We deserve to be happy, but what we thought would give us happiness, more often than not, does not.
Exactly.
So can we give the number and then go out of the program today playing some more of the happiness video?
Yeah, let's give the number, 212-209-2950. You could also go to the website, give2wbai.org, if you want to do it that way. But the number, 212-209-2950, and we will send you this amazing package, the Green Stuff Extra, the Red Stuff Extra, plus the DVDs. And I made a little error, so now you're going to have three DVDs. So it's an amazing, amazing package that you will be able to use not only to heal your body through nutrition and self-care, but also through the information, so we can turn off that toxic TV, that toxic social media, hearing all the bad news, being bombarded with all the fear-based information. You can be able to begin to support yourself with healthy information on really what it takes to manage your life, to manage your nervous system, to manage your psychology through the Happiness DVD. All yours for that pledge, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, pledge $150 when you make that phone call to 212-209-2950. And I promise you, this equivalent of what you're getting is maybe 10 trips to the grocery store at a fraction of what it cost you for that $150 pledge.
Kathy, if you were to buy all these things separately, it'd be $350 you're paying, $340 you're paying. You're paying less than half that. Mm. All right, so you're getting a phenomenal deal. And all of this, I'm happy to pitch in and pay for premiums, which I've done at almost every drive for years, because I support the station.
Well, that's so true, Gary. I remember back in the day when there were a couple of times you actually paid the rent. So I'm really clear that you have been supporting this radio station.
I brought in over $48 million to the station.
It's amazing.
And I've never accepted a salary, though I was given a salary. The same was true on KPFK for 36 years. Same was true at 36 years on PFW in Washington. And I've given thousands and thousands of premiums, books and videos and lectures and dinners and movie premieres. Every penny that goes to the station.
This is why Bertolt
called you. And you know
that's
true.
I know that's true. Not only that, you know, because I have worked with you in the past, been in the running club and, you know, and really talked to people. And I would say that over the years, you've saved as many lives just by encouraging people to make those changes and giving them the pathway to do it. People have spoken to me about it, so I know that it's true. So I want you to make that phone call, 212-209-2950. Make that pledge of support. Keep WBAI alive and sustained on the air. And Gary Null has put together this wonderful healing package for you to be able to take those steps to heal your life and to care for your family.
And let's go out by hearing more of the tape.
Okay, 212-209-2950.
If only I didn't live here, if only I was younger, if only I was black, if only I was white, if only I was taller, if only I was richer. If only immediately closes the door, because it's saying, I must get through all these obstacles before I can find happiness. Not true. Happiness is a state of mind. It is a state of mind of being able to surrender everything that is an illusion so you can accept the moment you're in. If you're poor, you can be happy. If you're single, you can be happy. If you're a mother who is living in a ghetto with four kids and on welfare, you can still be happy.
We endlessly and ceaselessly look outside of ourselves for happiness, always blaming. We play the when-then game, which says, when I achieve more, then I'll be happy. We play the if-then game. If so-and-so hadn't gotten in my way, or if I had a different parent, or if something had been different in my life, then I would be happy. We play the if-only game. If only I had more money. If only I had a different spouse. If only I had a better job. If only people would see me as worthwhile and who I am, then I would be happy. And until we address those, we will never, ever find a true sense of meaning and happiness.
Look at Gandhi. Look at people throughout history that have suffered, who've had none of the worldly possessions, none of the things we think we have to be happy, but they found happiness. You could go to some of the most impoverished areas of the world. You could go to the desert and the bushmen of the Kalahari in Africa, and you can find happiness because they're not living with any illusion. And we do nothing but surround our lives with illusion, if only. So get rid of the illusion, and you are then present with happiness. But you have to be honest about what is illusion.
I try to step away from.
So you won't want to miss the rest of this. Make that phone call, 212-209-2950. Make a pledge of $150 to support WBAI, and you'll be able to enjoy all three videos and the two healing nutritional products, Red Stuff Extra, Green Stuff Extra, 212-209-2950. Make that phone call for your pledge of $150. Give to WBAI.org, and we thank Gary Noll for joining us and really helping to support the station. Thank you, Reggie, for engineering. I'm Catherine Davis.
WBAI accepts snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community.